Praise God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Father, we once again thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit coming and ministering the way that you can, the way that you minister perfectly, because I can't without you. And ask for your help today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Turn with me, if you can, to Philippians 4:6. And as you're turning there, today's little message is about prayer. And I am in the infancy, I feel like, in prayer. I need to let the Lord pray through me. And I need to allow Him to minister as I pray, as all of us do. You know, one thing before we read Philippians 4:6, you know, God will hold you up to give you something better. I was thinking about going to, like, say, a bank, and if you were in a bank and somebody came in with a mask and held people up, that person is holding them up to take something from them. But God will cause us at times to be held up in life so that we will go to Him and commune with Him in prayer. And it's about praying, but more than that, it's about Him desiring fellowship with you and I. And it's about you and I desiring fellowship with Him in prayer. And it's where I can make known to Him what He already knows, because He knows everything. But I am the one, and you are the one, that is blessed in His presence. Hallelujah. And by some great mystery, which one day we will know when we see Him face to face, He is blessed no matter what our condition when we come to Him in prayer. And He is blessed by us coming and coming to Him as a little child and telling Him about our needs and others' needs. And He will minister to us through that. Prayer, when your faith is in Calvary, is no longer a chore or a have to, but a want to. I have a desire for your fellowship. You know, I can't earn your fellowship. Praise God. You've already gave it to me. And I think that in times of my life, there was a time when I was praying before I came into the message across, not even realizing it, where I felt if I labored in prayer, that I receive a reward for my labor of really going in after God. And the truth is, hallelujah, His labor brought my reward. His presence in my life, my salvation, your salvation. So I no longer go into prayer in the sense that where it is labor, but I go in to thank Him for what He's done, for His direction in my life, for His protection, for His mercy, that I would know His leading, what to do each day. So many things crop up, because life is like a farmer's field. There's always things cropping up. And thank God, in a way that it is, because it draws us back to God. It draws us back to prayer. It draws us back to fellowship with Father. And you and I definitely need that. You know, God has intended that every believer be upended. And what I mean in that sense is we can be, what we think, sailing along, and God can come and knock us right off our feet with something that comes into our life, situations, circumstances, our own personal heart, whatever it is, that I honestly believe that God has intended that every believer be upended so that we can go to Him and seek His face for His mercy and grace in time of need. And He is there for us. He's there for you and I. And we thank Him. And we'll thank Him forever. So let's get a head start. Praise God. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Thank God that we can go to Him. And that we don't have to worry about a thing, because we got the King. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And we have to remember that Thanksgiving, when things are honest and things are very difficult, that we can become vexed in our spirit, and we can become really, and we're in there in prayer, and God allows that too, because there's many frustrations. But we have to remember that He is a God that is capable of anything, everything, abundantly above what we would ask or think. Amen? It says in the Scripture. So we have to realize that He is able and that He can do it. So we need to thank Him, whichever way it even goes, because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, that are called according to His purpose. And you and I are called according to His purpose. Amen. Praise God. You know, prayer is asking, but more than that, I believe prayer is basking in His presence. We're asking for things, for our needs, or more importantly, for the needs of others. But we're asking, and as we're doing that, we need to be basking in His presence, which I believe is greater than what we're asking for.
Amen.
And we just thank God that we get caught up in Him, caught up in Him, and in prayer and in His presence. And you don't care what time it is, because divine it is. Hallelujah, praise God. And when we truly get to that place and we leave all distractions on the side, and as the song says, look full into His wonderful face, amen? You don't cast you rest your eyes upon Jesus, amen? And look into that beautiful face, praise God. And we receive blessings. So prayer is asking, but I think more than that, prayer is basking. Now, prayer is also receiving. But more than receiving, it's cleaving to Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank God that I believe that is the case. It's receiving, but it is also cleaving. You know, aggravation should make prayer every believer's occupation. Praise God, because where else are you going to go? You're either going to get furious about the situation with someone or something, or yourself, or we are going to go to God. Aggravation should make prayer every believer's occupation. Number one, I can take aggravation into my own hands, but when I do that, I rob myself of the peace my Lord has won for me at Golgotha. Thank God that He won it for me. Thank God that if you were at a place where trades go on, they call it the barter system, and you come in there and you met a man, hallelujah, that you met, and all we had to trade was failure in our sins. And He traded His perfect sinless life for you. That's the best deal ever given. Amen. Praise God. Thank God that you and I have come into that through the blood. Thank God. Thank God. Number two, I can immediately call upon the Lord. And thank God. That's what you and I need to do. We need to call upon the Lord. It says in Jeremiah 33:3, we know, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Praise God. Now, the scripture that follows is Isaiah 26:3-4. Everybody knows this beautiful scriptures. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Praise God. Thou wilt keep his mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. When we're praying, our mind is upon the Lord. We bring to him our situation or our frustration, but we're giving it to him. And of course, we don't want to do a seesaw with the Lord or a tug of war. You can have it. You can have it. No, you got it. No, I got it. You got it. I got it. Praise God. But we have a tendency to do that, don't we? I think all of us as believers do. We give God something and we take it back. And the other day, as I was walking my little beagle Pixie, the Lord spoke to me, I can't take what you don't surrender to me. Praise God. And I believe that to be true. I believe that to be gospel. God can't take what I don't surrender to Him. But even the surrender, I have to pray for His mercy and grace to do it. I can't do it in my own effort, because I'm going to hang on to it. And I'm going to cleave what even isn't good for me, or what hurts me, or what other people have done, or situations or circumstances. So I can't take what you don't surrender to me. You know, my stay, your stay of execution, comes from He who is our stay. Where you stay is where you live. And our trust rests in an unmovable, unshakable Lord God Almighty, surer than any storm that you and I are going to go through, or any storm that's going to be on the horizon of our life. He's above and beyond any difficulty you and I will ever face. I'm so glad when we cry out to Him that we know His deity in difficulty. Aren't you glad this morning that you know His deity in difficulty? Praise God. Just to know that He is there in prayer, to know His deity in difficulty, to know Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll. He holds my hand when I begin to tremble, when the winds of this world is blowing strong. Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll. He holds my hand when I begin to tremble, when the winds of this world is blowing strong. Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Turn with me to Psalm, to the book of Psalms. And we're going to be looking at Psalm 3:3. Talking about prayer this morning. No matter what you and I go through, we know that in Psalm 3:3, "But Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head." Hallelujah. We're glad that He's a shield for us when the enemy comes to assail us. Our Lord God will raise up a standard against him. Amen. He is a shield for us. Amen. Praise God. "But Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head." Praise God. And thank God that in prayer, clouds give way to sunshine. Praise God. Prayer is where imperfection seeks His perfection. And we're thanking Him all the way for His grace and His mercy that He has bestowed to you and I. Praise God. Well, let's go over to Psalm 27, which is my favorite psalm. But I feel like the Lord wants us to go there. We're going to look at it verse by verse as we're talking about prayer this morning. Psalm 27 is the Psalm of David. And in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Praise God. A Psalm of David. Praise God. But also a heart cry, a prayer to God. You know, I'm not looking for my own limited strength or ability. I look to my light and my salvation, the crucified Lamb, the perfect sacrifice of love, of whom every prayer I release at His feet to the Father in Jesus' name, God the Holy Spirit bringing my prayers to God's desired will. Of whom shall we be afraid? Hallelujah. If God be for us, who shall be against us? In verse 2, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." God's still God, and He will keep you. He is ever the protector of His people. When you and I cry out to God in prayer, He was already prepared to minister to your specific situation. We know it doesn't catch him by surprise. Hallelujah. He might surprise you with his answers. He might surprise me with his answers. But hallelujah, I know that there is a God that loves you and I, and that will never take his eye off of us. He never sleeps, he never slumbers, but he is always there for his people to bring a desired haven to them, to bring them to where his will is, he desires to accomplish. So we thank him. We thank him that he will move heaven and earth for you and I. And yesterday, as I was writing, I was thinking about building. And in the world, if someone makes a building, begins to make a building, the first thing they do is they have to break ground. But when you break ground, you move earth to make that building. Hallelujah. So he'll move your earth. He'll move my earth to bring heaven as he builds us. It took heaven to remove us from an earthbound life that wound on the elevator downward. Hallelujah. But because of heaven in our souls, we get the elevator upward. And his name is Jesus. Praise God today that he has done that. And he continues to work in you and I. And thank God that he is ministering to your specific situation right now. We can't see it. Hallelujah. But God is doing it. God is ministering as I speak. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. His thoughts are innumerable for you, greater than the sands on the seashore. Hallelujah. And praise God. He loves you and I with an everlasting love. Verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. God's about to close this campground. Hallelujah. In verse 3, though a host should encamp against me, God's about to close this campground because of insufficient funds. Hallelujah. Because they don't have enough. God is greater. I had a wonderful black sister that was here many years ago in our church, and she said that that the devil is mighty, but God is almighty. Yes. Hallelujah. And I never forgot that. And she was right. The Lord bless her wherever she is. Praise God. That is true. The devil is mighty. He has a lot of power. But God is almighty. And his power is greater, far greater than that of the being that he created that rebelled and fell from heaven. But praise God. He is our victory. Jesus is our victory. So God's about to close the camp of the enemy, the campground, because of insufficient funds. My fear, my reverence is reserved for the one who purchased my victory at Calvary. Sin in its proper place is blood covered. Hallelujah. I just go to him and he forgives me of my sin. And we have 1 John 1:9, if any man sin, amen. If he confesses sins, God is faithful to forgive him and cleanse him from all unrighteousness. So we thank God that he's the one that does it. Thank God, hallelujah, that my confidence is in the ladder of life. Jesus Christ is the ladder of life. He begins reaching to man and upward into heaven. And we climb up upon his goodness to the Father, not in our own efforts, but what he has already done. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for that. And this is a scripture we've gone over quite a few times, but it always bears repeating. And if you will turn with me to the book of Job, to the book of Job and chapter 9, hallelujah, chapter 9, and verse 33, neither is there any daysman betwixt us that they might lay his hand upon us both. Let me read that again. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. Hallelujah. That means mediator. Jesus Christ is the mediator between man and the Father. Amen. And thank God that he had one hand on man and one hand on God. And he has brought us together. and by we have been reconciled by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. He, for every believer, is the stairway to prayer. You cannot even come into prayer unless you come under the blood. Hallelujah. And I thank God that we can come into that relationship of prayer because of what Jesus has done. Through belief in the cross of the Son, I also have become the Father's Son. And as the ladies that are here, you are God's precious daughters. Through the Son, I have communion with the Father in prayer. I come into union with the Father through the Son of God. And the Holy Spirit carries out the work of God in us. Verse 4, back to Psalm 27. Hallelujah. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Prayer is the place where we find grace in a time of need. And I've come to know from the first breath till my last breath, should our Lord tarry, you and I are in constant need. Someone in the world today, someone that you know is in need of fervent prayer today. Someone out there is in need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. People always need prayer. Men ought always to pray and not faint, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are people out there that need our prayers, and we just need to let the Holy Spirit pray through us that God would minister and have His way in their lives. And we don't totally need to have an understanding, but that we know that we are a vessel of honor, sanctified holy by the blood of the Lamb, and just giving Him our tongue, giving Him our time, so He can do what He does divine. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name this morning. We just praise God that we know that there is the bankruptcy of the beloved, in the sense that the bankruptcy of the beloved is in our own strength, in our own efforts, even in our own praying, without releasing it to God and allowing Him to do what He wants. We're bankrupt. We're spiritually bankrupt without the Lord. Amen? And we need Him. We need Him. It's all on Him that died for you and I. It's all account of Him that I have my savings and I make my daily withdrawals from His pure goodness. Amen? Praise God. The saints are also insulated in prayer. They're insulated in prayer, in praise, and in worship. Praise God. When we go to Him and we begin to pray, and sometimes what just happens is you begin, and every time it should happen, as we're praying, we begin to praise. And out of the prayer comes praise. Out of the prayer comes worship unto Him. And sometimes we're forgetting even what we're asking for, because we're asking in prayer, but then we go from asking to that place of basking. Father, I love You. Jesus, I love You. Holy Spirit, I love You. And just enjoying His presence, enjoying the fellowship of the Father, enjoying the fellowship of the Son, enjoying the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Thank God that we make withdrawals from His pure goodness. And thank God that we're insulated in prayer and in worship. And when we come to Jesus, He comes to us as a unicycle. And He brings us to the tricycle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank You. If you're struggling in your walk in prayer, and you can go to prayer when you're struggling in your walk, and the Lion of Judah will come roaring back to your life. Not that He's ever left us, but we know at times we can leave Him. But He promises to never leave us or forsake us. In prayer, we find His dear, holy, precious presence, and we find the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And turn with me, we've looked at this scripture before, but we want to look at it again. It is Romans 8, and verse 26 and 27, talking about the Holy Spirit Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. When we don't know what to pray in English, pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. Hallelujah. And God will pray through you. Praise God. So that's a wonderful thing, and sometimes we can forget that. So we need to remember to do that as well, because it's a wonderful blessing. And we're going to be edified as we do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Next is Jesus in constant prayer for us. And I came across these scriptures. I was only going to do one that talked about him, how he's ever liveth to make intercession, which we're going to cover. But I just went back and looked, and we're going to start in Hebrews 7 and in verse 17. Praise God. And as you're turning there, prayer is where I come in small and make God tall, in the sense that I can't make God any greater than he is. But in my coming to him in humility and in realizing that he's all that I need, everything that I need, and I cannot acquire what I need by myself ever, can I? That I come in with an attitude of smallness and I make God as big as he should be. And I was thinking the other day, you carry your wallet around and you keep pictures of your loved one inside your wallet. Inside here is my wife and I. I'm glad I didn't show my beagles first. I could get in trouble. And then my beagles. Praise God.
I set his wallet up there.
But the truth is, I asked you this morning, we have these pictures. How big is your picture of God? How big is your picture of God this morning? And I asked myself the same question. Walt, how big is your picture of God? How big is he, and how you have an understanding of how your faith is in him? We should have a big picture of God, because he is so great to us and so wonderful. And his ways are past finding out, but we are going to attempt to find out. And we're going to know one day face to face. But thank God for the revelation that comes today of full salvation. I believe that the other half has been told in some ways, because it's the message of the cross, not only for salvation, the church for centuries. And thank God for salvation, but they never knew about sanctification, that the blood sanctifies as well. Hallelujah. It was lost to great men of God. It came from the Apostle Paul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, in Hebrews 7, let's read that, verses 17 through 28. For he testifieth that thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw nigh unto God. And is insomuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath which was since the law maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you the end of the law. Look at me. Those that are on the internet, I just held my arms up like a cross. That is the end of the law. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank God that the law is a schoolmaster to point me to Christ. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We give Him glory this morning, but the scripture I was looking at is wherefore, verse 25, He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto Him, come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. But what really leaped out at me was this scripture that, let's see here. Praise God. There's one here, and Lord, help me to find it here. For such an high priest became us, verse 26, the very next verse, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. He was separate from sinners. He was holy, he was pure. But he became us. He became us on Calvary, our sins. And he hung there for us. And he died for us. That we might experience His life, His eternal life, and His power to live a holy life on earth through the blood of a perfect sacrifice. Glory to God. Thank God for prayer, that we can go to Him and that He can minister His wonderful power unto us. Thank God. Hallelujah. Verse 5, let's go back to the book of Psalms, Psalms 27. Psalm 27 and verse 5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And he shall set me up upon a rock. Thank God that in trouble, as we said last week, he is with us. And in the secret of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Glory to God. And we know Psalm 91:1 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God that we can go there to that secret place. And that's where we find the rock every time. In the secret place. Hallelujah. And he sets me upon Jesus, who is my victory forever. Verse 6, And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God that we're going to sing. You know, prayer bursts forth into praise. Prayer yields the right of way to worship the Lord. I can't help but sing of the mercies of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise God. You and I were born to sing His praises. You and I were born to praise the Lord. And we'll find no contentment any place else but in praise and in prayer and in worship and adoring the crucified Lamb of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You and I were born to sing. We were born to sing His praises, no matter what our voice sounds like, no matter if it cracks, no matter if we're out of tune. Hallelujah. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and we bless Him. Praise God all of our days. Glory to God. Verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. My answer comes from He who knocks on the door and desires to sup with me. He who is the door to relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know Him today. And anyone by listening to this can know Him. Just ask Him into your heart. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins. He will cleanse you. And He will make you a child of God. He'll make you a child of the Father, hallelujah, through the Son. And the Holy Spirit will minister to you your whole life long. Praise God. Verse 8, When thou saidest, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. On this earth I'll never reach sinless perfection. But thank God, through the power of Calvary, that I should not be in habitual sin, but I should have victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil through the blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Through our Lord's sacrifice and what He's done for us. I don't know what lies ahead, so I lay every day at the foot of the cross. I seek His face in prayer that He will shine His grace into my life through His life. And I know that you do the same. Verse 9, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Thank God that He's our help. He's my help. I got to put a sign up on my heart. Every believer should put a sign up on his heart saying, help wanted. Lord, be employed in my needs forever, dear Lord. Glory to God. Thank God that He is employed in our needs because He is always working on our behalf, always praying to the Father that we might find grace in a time of need, co-working with the Holy Spirit, bringing the work forth. Glory to God that He is able to do everything. All that is above, exceedingly above what we'd ask or think, and we know that to be true. Verse 10, we got to hurry here. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Praise God. He's our eternal elevator. He's the Father of the fatherless, and He is help from heaven. Glory to God. Verse 11, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me into a plain path because of mine enemies. Praise God. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Glory to God that He leads me where I need to go. We pray that path is the one that we take. We know that that broad is the gate that leadeth to destruction. And narrow is the gate that leadeth unto life, and few there be to find it. Thank God this morning that you found the way of the life through the cross, through the blood of the Son. Hallelujah. Thank God that we have found Him, and we're never going to let Him go. Amen. Praise God. Verse 12 in Psalm 27, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses arisen up against me, and as such as breathe out cruelty. Praise God. God always has the upper hand. God not only knows the truth, but He is the truth in totality. Hallelujah. In prayer, you're going to find what the world would call hopeless situations, where you're going to find where you feel helpless, but we come hopeless and helpless, relinquishing any remedy ourselves can come about to grasp upon. And we go to God, hallelujah. We go to Him, and we know that He is the remedy. We go to God because He is our expectation. Our expectation comes from Him. Glory to His holy name. He's the one that is our remedy. The blood of the Lamb is our remedy. Hallelujah, this morning. Verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living and the living. Hallelujah, and it's leaving too. It's leaving it in God's hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how, but I know who. Hallelujah. I don't know how this morning, but I know who this morning is the answer to everything I need pertaining unto life and godliness. And it's through Christ Jesus. And it's through the crucified Lamb and no place else. Hallelujah. Verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Prayer is where we go to God. And it's also, prayer is where we wait, and He removes the weight from us. Prayer is where we go to God and we wait in His holy presence. Yes. And He comes and He removes the weight from us. And He lifts it off our shoulders because the government is upon His shoulders. And we're living in the land of the crucified Lamb. Hallelujah. He is the one that is able because I'm not. Because in all my self-efforts, I get straight F's for failure. But He's the only one that's the straight A. Hallelujah. He's the only one. Even though it's a C, it's better than an A+. Hallelujah. Calvary. And thank God that you and I have come into life what He has done. We not only come into life for salvation, but to sanctification as well. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You this morning that we're just in the infancy of prayer. But we know, Lord God, that we're in the intimacy of infancy in prayer. But we know that You pray through us as we give our tongues to You, we give our heart to You, and ask You to pray for folks that You want us to pray about. Times You bring folks to us that weren't on our mind, that we read about, or that we hear about, or that You just speak in our hearts. I want You to pray for this one today. You pray for that one. Today, Father God, I pray for our little congregation here, Father God, that Your perfect will would be done in each life. I pray, Father God, for each person here. I pray for Sue Ellen that nothing but Your perfect will would be done in her lives, that she'd be able to sleep better, that You would bring healing to her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I pray for the salvation of her loved ones. I pray also, Lord God, that You would bring a clarity to Your will for her life. I pray for Mary Ann, Lord God, that You would bless her, Lord God, that You would continue to pour through her to her children, to Richard, and to all that she's come into contact with. We thank You, Lord God. We thank You for Sue Ellen's ministry and for Mary Ann's ministry, Lord. We thank You for doing great things in her life. We thank You, Lord God. Lord God, that she has reserved in heaven joy for her, as all of us have. We thank You for doing a mighty work. We thank You for Eileen, that You'll continue to minister her out of the Word and out of her relationship, Lord God, with Warren, out of her children, her grandchildren, Mary Ann's grandchildren as well, Lord God. We thank You, Lord, for going before us and preparing the way in our lives. We thank You for what You're doing. We thank You for ministering to Craig. We thank You, Lord God, for the salvation of Craig's loved ones and all of our loved ones today. We thank You, Lord God, that He wouldn't cut ears off, Lord God, but that He would be in tune with the Holy Spirit on more of a regular basis than He already is. Thank You, Lord God, for leading him and guiding him. Thank You, Lord God, for helping him, either giving him the grace to bear the bully in the other apartment, Lord God, or, Father God, that You would remove that person, Lord. We just thank You for meeting all of his needs. We thank You, Father, for touching Punk. We thank You for touching his family. We thank You, Lord God, for saving all his loved ones. We thank You for meeting his physical needs. We thank You, Lord God. We thank You that You are able in prayer, Lord God, to do everything abundantly above what we would ask or think. We thank You also for Pastor, that You just continue to bless him, Lord God, that You would have Your perfect will established in his life, Lord God. Lord God, that he would know victory in a way that he's never known it. That all of us would know victory in a way we've never known it. We thank You for Lucille. We thank You for healing, Lord God. We thank You that she's had a better week this week. We thank You for Your anointing upon them both. We thank You that he came and started this church, Lord God. We thank You for the blessing that he has been to all of us and the blessing that he's going to continue to be. We thank You, Lord God, for souls to come into this church, Lord. We ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done to keep from bringing in. I'm speaking of myself now, Lord. Help, Lord God. We need souls, God. We need people to know that You love them. We need people to be raised up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. We thank You, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God, that You'll just draw them in. Thank You for blessing our pastor on his job and in every situation and his children. We thank You for salvation for everybody's children here. We pray for Cheryl that, Lord God, Your anointing will continue to be upon her. Bless her as she ministers to the children at work. Bless her, Lord God, as she ministers to her own children. We thank You, Lord God, for saving her children and her grandchildren, Lord. We just thank You, Lord God, that You'll just give her a special blessing. Help her, Father God, as it gets darker. Lord God, help her, Father God, with the eyesight. Lord, we just thank You, Lord, that Your desire for us is greater than our desire even for You. And we pray that we would have a desire to hear your voice in prayer, to be your instrument of worship in prayer. Father God, we ask that we would be used as a body to draw souls here. We ask that souls would come that are needy and that are hungry, and that we'd embrace them wherever they are, whatever they are, God. Everybody struggles with something. But Lord God, there is no sin that your blood can't erase. There is no sin that your blood cannot empower a believer to overcome. There is nothing, no how, nowhere that you're not greater than. And we thank you for the availability to pray to you, Father, in the name of Jesus and Holy Spirit, that you lead us and guide us in these prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.